Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Steel Nerves Masculinity. Today, we're diving into something that might feel a little outside our comfort zone understanding your emotional landscape. Now, I know what you're thinking. Emotions? Isn't that for the ladies? Not at all, my friend. We're men, but that doesn't mean we're immune to feelings. In fact, navigating them well is what separates boys from men, and it's a skill that can seriously upgrade your life. Think about it. Ever felt like you were riding an emotional roller coaster without knowing where the brakes were? You know that feeling when anger boils over unexpectedly, or sadness hits you like a ton of bricks, leaving you confused and disoriented. That's what happens when we don't understand our emotional landscape. Here is the deal. We all have emotions, but not everyone knows how to handle them effectively. Learning to understand your emotional triggers, recognizing those early warning signs, and developing healthy coping mechanisms is key. It's about becoming aware of your inner world so you can navigate life with more composure, confidence, and control. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build that emotional intelligence. First, acknowledge your emotions. It sounds simple, but so many guys try to suppress or ignore their feelings. Pushing them down doesn't make them disappear, it just creates a pressure cooker waiting to explode. Accept that you feel what you feel: anger, sadness, joy, frustration, they're all valid. Don't judge yourself for having these emotions. Just acknowledge them and then figure out how to process them constructively. Second, identify your triggers. What sets you off? Is it a certain person, situation, or even thought pattern? Once you know what pushes your buttons, you can start to develop strategies for managing those triggers. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths before reacting, removing yourself from the situation temporarily, or finding healthy outlets like exercise to release tension. Third, find healthy ways to express your emotions. Bottling things up is never good. Find constructive outlets that allow you to process and release those feelings without harming yourself or others. This could be talking to a trusted friend or therapist, journaling, engaging in creative activities, or even just going for a run. Fourth, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes. We all have bad days. Be kind to yourself when things get tough. Don't beat yourself up over your emotions. Instead, treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a friend. Finally, remember that emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and effort to develop these skills. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate your progress along the way. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Your blood starts to boil as cars crawl by at a snail's pace. Without emotional intelligence, you might find yourself yelling at other drivers, snapping at your passengers, or letting frustration ruin the rest of your day. But with understanding your emotional landscape, you can take a different approach. You recognize that feeling of anger rising and consciously choose to take a few deep breaths, reminding yourself that this traffic jam is temporary and it's not worth ruining your entire day over. Maybe you use this time to listen to some calming music, meditate, or even just practice mindful breathing techniques. You emerge from the traffic calmer and more focused, ready to tackle that meeting with confidence and composure. That, my friends, is the power of understanding your emotional landscape. So remember, it's not about suppressing your emotions, it's about mastering them. This journey isn't just about feeling good, it's about building resilience, deepening connections, and becoming the best version of yourself. Leave a comment below telling me what emotional trigger you struggle with most, and how you try to handle it. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from learning these valuable skills. See you in the next episode where we'll be tackling another aspect of building unshakable composure. Keep pushing forward, keep evolving, and never stop striving for greatness.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.